When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
This is the Times evening briefing on Monday, the 29th of April. Hamza Yousaf has fired the starting gun on the race to succeed him as Scotland's first minister as he resigns as SNP leader. He'd been in the role just over a year, but was facing two difficult no-confidence votes this week. The former SNP leader, John Swinney, who was Nicola Sturgeon's deputy for 9 years, is one of the frontrunners to take over.
I'm giving very careful consideration to standing to be the leader of the SNP. I've somewhat overwhelmed by the requests that have been made of me to do that, with many, many messages from many colleagues across the party. So I'm giving that issue very active consideration, and it's likely I'll have more to say about that in the days to come.
But the SNP's longest-serving member of the Scottish Parliament, Fergus Ewing, told Times Radio there has to be a contest to elect someone other than Mr. Swinney.
John is associated with the past, the continuity, the Green Deal, of which he was the architect, which by any standards has been a marked failure with the named person provisions, which failed. And I think people really want a change.
In other news, Downing Street has reiterated Britain will not accept back migrants who've left the UK and gone to Ireland, despite a meeting with representatives from both sides today. The Irish government wants to send people back who've come in from Northern Ireland. It says they're coming because they're scared of being deported to Rwanda. The government in London says it won't accept a returns deal, saying the EU doesn't have a similar scheme in place. But the Northern Ireland Secretary, Chris Heaton-Harris, denied the UK is using the row as a bargaining chip.
That's not what we're doing, so it's not anything like that, in fact. What we are doing with our policy on Rwanda is delivering what we said we would deliver for the British people, a policy that will deter people coming to our shores illegally.
A man's pleaded guilty to killing a pensioner on a mobility scooter in West London. Lee Byers had been released from prison just 5 days before he stabbed 87-year-old Thomas O'Halloran in Greenford in August 2022. A judge accepted Byers' manslaughter plea after seeing a report of his mental health. MPs have been holding a debate on assisted dying after a petition that gained more than 200,000 signatures. Protesters for and against the practice gathered outside Parliament. Those opposed say legalising assisted dying could mean vulnerable people are coerced into it. But the Great British Bake Off judge, Dame Prue Leith, who backs assisted dying, told Times Radio it is safe.
Parliament just recently had the Health Committee produce a report. They looked at all these countries that have done it and said that they found no evidence of the slippery slope happening in practice. It's a myth.
MPs are not voting as part of this debate. And Premier League clubs have voted in favour of the principle of a spending cap. It would replace the current profit and sustainability rules, which have seen Everton and Nottingham Forest deducted points this season. Critics say that system favours the richest clubs. There's more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.